News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Councillors want to push forward with plans to rename Herzog Park. You will remember the last time this was tried, it ended up with the Taoiseach an Tánaiste getting involved to tell everybody to back off. Well, it's back on the agenda. Dáithí Doolan is with us. He's Sinn Féin councillor in Ballyfermot. Dáithí, this is something you support. Why?
Well, I think we need to just recap who Herzog actually was. He was the first president of Israel, and he was implicated in some ethnic cleansing in Palestine during the foundation of Israel. And we strongly feel that this time, when we witnessed the genocide in Gaza and the terrible violence in the West Bank by Israeli defense forces, that it is a blotch on Irish history to name a park in the capital after somebody associated with that ethnic cleansing. And we strongly advocated, remain focused on renaming the park to celebrate the history of Irish Jews in Dublin, in Ireland, by renaming it after somebody far more appropriate than the former Israeli President Herzog. We think we should be sending out solidarity and support to the people of Palestine rather than naming parks and monuments after people who were directly involved in ethnic cleansing at the foundation of the Israeli state. We think it's inappropriate, it's wrong, it's unacceptable. There's serious questions over why that park was named after him to begin with. It didn't follow due process at the time. We want to follow due process now and rename it and celebrate it and have a name that we can all be proud of, that actually marks somebody positive in our history. We think it would be a statement of solidarity and support for the people of Palestine now, right now.
What about
do exactly that?
What about Herzog's link with Ireland? I mean, obviously his father's role in supporting and fighting for Irish independence, his own role in terms of his education in Ireland, the connection that it gave us with Israel and with the foundation of the Israeli state, and that connection, is that not something worth recognising?
Well, it's certainly not. We shouldn't be naming parks and monuments after people who were involved in what would be considered war crimes. Absolutely not. His father was an honourable man. I'm fully aware of his involvement in Irish nationalism. He was known as the Republican Rabbi, and absolutely celebrate him. Meanwhile, the former president of Israel, Herzog, I don't think is somebody who should be celebrated, commemorated, and certainly we shouldn't be naming public parks after him. I think we see that debate the world over, people reclaiming parks and monuments, and I think it's time that we did it in Dublin, and we can do it in a very appropriate, positive, progressive way by renaming that park after somebody from our Irish Jewish history that we can celebrate and we can all rally around.
A little later in the programme, we're going to be hearing from Oliver Sears, who's founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland, to get the counterpoint to the suggestion that the park be renamed. But let me just ask you the two things that I suspect he may raise. One, in a context where there are suggestions that anti-Semitism is growing within the state and it is being fostered within the state, whatever about the intent of this, does doing it give solace to those who are anti-Semitic? And two, is the reason for ultimately doing it a way to poke Israel in the eye, because this park has been there for 30 odd years under this name?
Well, let's decouple it. Poking Israel in the eye, using your words, is not anti-Semitic. Challenging Zionism and the Israeli state is a legitimate political analysis, because I think the world over is looking aghast at Israel and their terrible crimes, not just in Gaza, but now they're exporting the genocide to Lebanon. So challenging Israel is not anti-Semitic. We need to move away from that. Meanwhile, the rise of the far right, racism and anti-Semitism, is absolutely a reality. And we need to challenge the far right, racists and anti-Semites, wherever they raise their ugly head. And this has certainly nothing to do with that. I have a track record. I'm very proud of my track record of challenging racism at home and abroad. And I think this is nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It is about reclaiming our history and ensuring that we send out a message of solidarity to Palestinians. And we will continue to challenge the Israeli state. But let's not muddy the waters with anti-Semitism. That is something entirely different that needs to be challenged every day in our society.
Thank you, Dáithí. Dáithí Doolan, who is Sinn Féin councillor in Ballyfermot. And as I say, later in the programme, we'll be getting a response to the suggestion that Herzog Park be renamed from one of the representatives of the Irish group, Holocaust Awareness Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.